We're holding Daf Chav Beis, and the Mishnah tells us that a sukkah, even if it's ma'uvak min bayis, even if the schach is so thick that it's like a house, and the Mishnah adds that you can't even see the stars from it, nonetheless, the sukkah is still kosher. The Gemara explains on Amud Beis that this is really a machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, but the Gemara says clearly that Beis Hillel is of the opinion that it's kosher. We always paskin like Beis Hillel. If that's the case, it would seem pretty clear over here that one does not need to be able to see the stars from his sukkah. And many of us know, we learned at a young age, that you're supposed to be able to see the stars from the sukkah. Where does this come from? So the Rishonim explain, based on Yerushalmi, that even though it's true, our Mishnah and the Gemara says clearly that such a sukkah is kosher, but that's only b'diyevet. That's only after the fact. L'chatchila, the preferred way to make the sukkah is to make it in a way that one could see the stars. That one's able to see the stars, and only b'diyevet, only if one didn't do that, do we say that the sukkah is kosher. And therefore, l'chatchila, one should make it in a way that he'll be able to see the stars. There's a very interesting Bikur Yaakov. Bikur Yaakov says that in Europe, in many places, it was very cold, and in order to be able to make it that the sukkah won't be so cold, what they used to do is they used to put on a lot of schach, to the point that there would be so much schach that they wouldn't be able to see the stars. And even though they would lose this milo, they would lose this advantage of being able to see the stars from the sukkah, but still, they felt it was better to do it like that in a way that they know they would be able to fulfill the mitzvah of sitting in a sukkah without being so cold, without being mitzvah, than having the milo, having the advantage of being able to see the stars from it. I saw this in the name of Rav Moshe, that he also said that in Europe that was the minig, that I don't know, minig all over, but that's what many people did, that they would make the sukkah with very thick schach to the extent that they wouldn't be able to see the stars through it, but they would do it in order to be able to make it warm enough that they would be able to eat there and would not be mitzvah. Now, the Mishnah Berurah tells us a very interesting thing. He tells us that in this milah that we have of being able to see the stars from the sukkah, the question is where is this? Does this have to be in one spot in the sukkah I'm able to see the stars, and that suffices for the entire sukkah? Or do we say that it has to be that in every area of the sukkah I'm able to see it? We know that if one has schach posel in a sukkah, so in every, it's not enough to have that in one area you don't have schach posel. Every area that has schach posel, if it's enough schach posel, if it's in an area that's large enough, it's going to passel that area, and that area won't be able to be used. So what do we say over here? Do we say that this, at least in the lechatchil, at least in this preferred way of doing it, making it in a way that one could see the stars, that has, do we say that that's, at least again, at least in the lechatchil, that's similar to schach posel, that throughout the entire sukkah, one should make it that way, or it's enough to make it in only one spot? And the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Prima Gaudim a chiddush to say that it's enough, that if it's in one spot, you're able to see it, that's enough to have this advantage, this milo, of being able to see the stars. However, the Bikur Yaakov, the Aruch Lener, in his Sefer on Hilchos Sukkah, he writes that's not true. That the same way schach posel has to do with every area of the sukkah, so too schach, that you're able to see the stars from through it, it's that way in the entire sukkah. So every area, every small area has to have that. They're able to see the stars from it.